Amen. And Father God, we thank you for this day. Thank you for doing two things, not even over.
Ooh.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you for touching us, Father God, and we thank you for touching our children. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, strength, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, a divine hedge of protection, Father God, over our lives and over our families' lives, Father God. We decree and declare healing, Father God. We decree and declare healing, Father God, over our children. We decree and declare healing, Father God, over our elderly. Father God, we thank you, Father God, and we decree and declare, Father God, new things, Father God, new creative ideas, new innovations, Father God. We decree and declare, Father God, that your word, Father God, that your gospel goes forth, Father God, across the land, Father God. Father God, we decree and declare, Father God, that you grant us new joy, Father God, and new peace, Father God, in this season, Father God. Create inside of us a clean heart, Father God. We thank you, Father God, even now, and we decree and declare, Father God, that your masterful will be done in each and every one of our lives, Father God, and inside of our families, and even inside of our communities, Father God, and throughout the world, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching, Father God, lives, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for granting us life and life more abundantly. Oh, Prophetess Bethany, can you open up the Q line and let's start speaking in our heavenly language?
Lord, we give you thanks. And we bless your name, God. Knowing that, Lord, only you shall gather the people be. And Father, even this night, this morning, Father, we come before you and now. Lord, through your blood covenant, my God, and through your blessed Holy Spirit, by grace, by true faith, we come, my God, entering, Father, into your gates with thanksgiving, and into your courts, my God, with praise, decreeing the claim, my God, that truly, my God, this is the day that you have made, Father, and the day, my God, you have granted, my God, life and life more abundantly. We thank you, Father, for our spiritual leaders. We thank you, Father, for your servants, my God, your handmaids, my God, and, Father, the families, my God, you are strengthening, Father, from day to day with strength and power and might in the name of God. We thank you for the outpouring of your spirit, my God, in these last and closing days. Even as your word declared, my God, you pour out your spirit upon all flesh, upon our sons and daughters, my God, they shall prophesy, upon young men, my God, they shall see vision, old men shall dream dreams. We thank you, Father, for it. Lord, your servant, your handmaid, your poor Nokia spirit, and they shall prophesy. And we thank you, Father, for the spirit of prophecy. It's the testimony of the Lord Jesus Christ. We give you glory and praise, Father, for the covering of your blood. We thank you for the covering of your wings, Father. And Lord, that you're keeping us in the hollow of your hands, where no one is able to pluck us out of your hands, for you are the greater one. And we thank you, Father, that greater is the Lord Jesus Christ in us than he is in the world. We decree and declare, let God arise, and let all our enemies be scattered, Father. And we thank you for your blood that will cover the voids, my God, and the lives of your people, even both far and near. We thank you for the peace that you established within hearts and minds. For Lord, you will keep them in perfect peace, whose mind is tenable. We thank you for your healing, that you are the balm that's in Gilead, Father. You are touching your healing, my God, also afflicted and in body, my God. Father, we thank you for the anointing that breaks every yoke. Lord, and lift the heavy burdens from every shoulder, because we know, Father, your yoke is easy and your burdens are heavy. We decree and declare victory in every area of our lives, of us, your people, Father, as we humble ourselves under your mighty hand and exalt the King of Glory, who you are. The King of Glory, we welcome you to come on in the name of Jesus. So thanks, God. Amen and amen.
Next
Amen.
Prophet.
Amen. Our Father, God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom, thy will be done on earth, which is in heaven.
Can you speak a little louder, Prophet Michael? We can't hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. Our Father, God in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread and forgive
Prophet
us.
Prophet Michael, you're not loud enough.
Oh, I can't. Yeah, well, can you hear me now? Hello?
Yes, we can hear you. Bethany? Prophetess Bethany, are you there?
Yes, you're speaking. Yeah, I was speaking on mute. You're speaking low. We can barely hear you. You have to speak up.
Okay, I can't. All right. No problem.
That's good. We can hear you now. It's
okay.
Louder.
Okay. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from the evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Father, in the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord God, for this night of gathering. We thank you, Lord God, even for the mothers, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, all over the world, Lord God, those mothers that are trying to do what is right, Lord God. And we thank you for those, Lord God, that need healing right now in this body, Lord God, that need healing, for this body of this of his own ministry that need healing, and all those around that are connected on this prayer, partners, Lord God, that need healing in the mind, the spirit, and the soul. We thank you for the covering of them, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for them. Just being motivated, encouraged during this time and in this season. As the word says, David encouraged himself in the Lord. And Father, we give thank you for giving them the strength to do out their duties, Lord God, or what they're to do, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for this time of prayer, this time of gathering. Strengthen all those that are on the call, Lord God, tonight, Lord God, to do what you call them to do, Heavenly Father, according to the will of God. And also to just to be blessed to be a blessing. Not only to be blessed, but blessed to be a blessing. We thank you for what you're doing. We thank you for the working of miracles, Lord God, that working in each and every one of our lives, even when we don't understand it. We give you praise, honor, and glory. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen and amen. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord Heavenly Father, we thank you for this midnight cry. Lord God, we thank you that you hear our voices on tonight. We thank you, Jesus, for allowing us to speak. space to come and cry out your name, Lord God. Lord, I thank you for all the miracles you're doing, miracles seen and unseen, Lord God. I thank you for your provision in this season, Lord God. I thank you for the provision of your people, Lord God, that you have taken us to, through and from, Lord God. I thank you that there's an answer when we believe that there's no way. I thank you, Lord God, that you meet us where we are, Lord. I pray for those, Lord God, who are questioning your will, questioning you, Lord God, who have questions about their place and their destiny and their lives. Lord, I pray that you would meet them like never before tonight on this midnight cry, Lord God. I thank you for the increase that is being bestowed upon us each and every day. Lord, I thank you that you would take us higher and higher. Lord God, may we reach you like never before. May we stretch out our hands like never before, Lord God. May we walk out this faith walk like never before. We thank you for this journey, Lord God. We thank you even now in this season, Lord God, for what you're taking us into, Lord God. I'm praying for breakthroughs and miracles and blessings like never before, Lord God. I thank you even now, Lord God. Particularly, Lord God, I thank you for those that you have bestowed upon new ideas, Lord. Provide the resources and the access and the exposure for us to manifest it, Lord God. May we bring you glory through our hands and our actions and our words and the things of our hearts, Lord God. Cleanse us of anything that is unclean, Lord God. Correct areas that are broken, Lord God, and mend and bring restoration in our lives, Lord God. I pray that you make all things complete and whole, even now. So we thank you in advance, Lord God. I pray for our shepherds and our leaders, Lord God, and I pray, Lord God, as we walk into this new season, as we walk into prophecology, meet us, Lord God. May these miracles meet us. We come with great expectation. We put pressure on the covenant, believing, Lord God, that you will come through like never before. I thank you for our spouses, the head of our households, Lord God. Bless them as they guide us and lead us and are the visionaries, Lord God. Lord, we thank you. We praise you. And last, Lord, I thank you for your birthing into this season, Lord. I pray for wombs in this season, Lord God, that you have birthed out, Lord, you have birthed crazy miracles, Lord God. Touch us, touch us, touch us, touch us. We thank you, we praise you, we glorify your name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. And Father God, thank you for self-expression, Lord. Thank you for the space that has been created to self-express, Lord, and to know thyself and to know your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, and to understand the blessing in which that is, Father. And thank you for the teachings and understanding of how Christ demonstrated his life here on earth and how we shall also demonstrate our life in following him, Father. We thank you for this day, Lord. We thank you for this summer time, Father, to continue to self-express ourselves in the sun, Lord. Let each and every saint get the opportunity to be in the sunlight, to feel the grace and the gaze of light and the power, Lord, that you have given us, Lord, in the sun. We thank you for every opportunity, Lord, this summer to be a part and enjoy life, Lord. Enjoy life, says the word of God. Lord, we thank you for the Master Prophet. We thank you for Pastor Deborah Jordan. Lord, we thank you for the great, well-rounded education in the kingdom of God that you have given us and we've been blessed with through them, Lord. We thank you for continuing to bless their family, Lord, and continue to let the power of prophecy be globalized, Lord, in this current day and in the future. In the name of Jesus we pray. Amen.
Oh, God and eternal Father, we want to give you thanks and we give you praise. Father, we thank you for this opportunity as we come to you, Lord. Father God, this is the day that you have made and we will rejoice and be glad in it. Father God, we thank you, God, for our leaders. We thank our spiritual leaders, oh God. And we thank you, God, for our pastors, our ministers. We thank you, God, for evangelists and our missionaries, oh God, especially those that have been persecuted. Father God, we pray that you continue, dear Father, Lord God, to strengthen them, Lord God. Continue to empower them. Continue, dear Lord God, to provide for them, Lord, and their families. Father God, we pray, oh God, for our leader of the United States of America. Lord, we pray for our government body. Father God, we pray, oh God, that you'll continue, Lord God, to have your way, Lord, in their lives. Father God, I pray, God, that they will look to you for guidance, oh God. Father God, we pray, oh God, for the sick and the afflicted. And, oh God, we pray, oh God, that Father, healing will take place. Father God, remember, oh God, Lord Jesus, those who are homeless. fatherless, motherless, oh God. Father, remember the family, oh God, the young people. Father God, we pray, oh God, for, oh God, our homes, dear Jesus, oh God. We pray, Father God, for those who do not have any home today. Father God, we ask that you, God, will send your angels there, Father, oh God, to cover them. Send your angels to provide for them, Lord. Father, we know, God, that you are God and you care for us. And so we know, God, as Father, that you will protect us, oh God, and we thank you. Father God, I pray in the name of Jesus, oh God, that Father, you, Lord, will let your Holy Spirit take full control, dear God, of even our thoughts, oh God, as us, oh God, as Christian. God, help us, Father God, to live the Christian life, Lord God. Empower us there, Father. We pray, God, for knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. Father God, we pray, oh God, that Father, you'll continue to guide, oh God, our hearts and our minds, dear Father, towards you. Lord, we thank you. We thank you for loving you. Oh God, we thank you, God, that we care about you, Lord. And Father, we know, God, that you love us with an everlasting love. So Father, let us continue to pour out your love, oh God, not only, oh God, to ourselves, but to others, oh God. Father, help us to love each other and help us to be there for each other. Father, we thank you, God, for you are God of gods and Lord of lords. So have your way now, Lord, as we say thanks in Jesus' precious name. Amen and amen.
Father God, we thank you, God, and we thank you, and we give you all the praise and honor, oh God. We thank you, God, for truly this is a day that you have made, and we will rejoice and be glad in it, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for the patience, God. We thank you for giving us patience to continue to be on the track that you will have us to, God. We thank you, God, for sending your angels before us, God. We thank you, God, for giving us strength, oh God. And we thank you, oh God, for the wisdom and knowledge and understanding that you give us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you because truly you are our healer, oh God. And God, we thank you, God, for the process, God. We thank you, God, for the process. And we thank you, God, for making us unstoppable, oh God. And God, we thank you, Lord, that we not of our circumstances, oh God. And God, thank you for shielding us and protecting us and shielding our loved ones, protecting them and all the ones that surround us, oh God. Oh God, we thank you, God, for whomever form against us shall not prosper, and every tongue that rise against us in judgment, you shall condemn, O God, because when you arise, the enemy scatters. In your precious, mighty name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. And Father, we thank you for this day. We thank you for another opportunity to come before your name and lift you on high even now, Father God. Father, we thank you for everybody here even now, Father God. We thank you for our family and our loved ones even now, Father God. Father God, allow us to stay grounded and rooted in your word, Father God. Father, thank you for divine peace overtaking us in our hearts and our minds and our spirits even now, Father God. Father God, touch our physical bodies even now. Bring divine wholeness and healing to us even now, Father God. Father, order our steps even now, Father God, as we come and as we go, Father God. Give us traveling mercies, Father God. Father God, cover our loved ones even now. Cover our families, Father God. Cover those that are here to just help and assist others, Father God. Father, thank you for touching our hearts even now, Father God. Father, continue to shed light on us, to continue to show forth the agape love even now, Father God. Father, thank you for all these things and more, Father God. Thank you as we continue to lift your name on high, Father God. Thank you for life. I love you, Lord. In your mighty name we pray, amen and amen.
I will lift my eyes to the hills from which cometh my help. My help comes from the Lord on high, O God. Father, we thank you for this midnight cry. Father, we pray for those who are heavily laden, who are heavy and saddled, God. Heal us, O Father, all the ones who are addicted, all the ones who do not know how to care for themselves. Teach us how to love ourselves, O Father. Teach us how to trust you. Teach us to believe when we are weak in our faith, O God. Help us, O Father. Father, I pray for every minister, every apostle, bishop, leading lady, first lady, evangelist, teacher, preacher. I pray for them all that your word will go around this planet, that the prophetic will go out, Father, to transform this universe. Father, many things are going on right now on the planet that make us very sad and unhappy and heavy. But we know that we don't have to carry it, Father. You tell us in your word to turn it over to you because you care for us. Father, you teach us how to pray. We thank you for prayer. We thank you for a relationship with you because of your son, Jesus. Jesus showed us the way back to you. May we finish this journey one day so that we can go before you in a throne of grace and so we can hear, well done, my perfect servant. Oh, God, we love you so much. We thank you for the beauty that's on the planet. We thank you for all your beautiful people, all races, all colors, all creeds. We thank you that all the people are protecting us. Protect us, oh God, from the enemy, oh God. Have mercy on us. We love you. We thank you for all the ministers, all the ones who teach us about you, oh God. We want all of you and none of us in our spirit. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen. And Father God, we thank you even now for this time. We thank you, Father God, for we know that this is the day, Father God, and this is the week, Father God, that you've made, Father God, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for touching each and every leader, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every church leader, Father God. We thank you for touching each and every public servant, Father God. We lift up each and every member in our families, Father God, and even each and every member in our households, Father God. Father God, we thank you, Father God, for continuously blessing us, Father God. And we thank you for covering each and every elder in our community, Father God, and even in our homes, Father God. We thank you for touching our grandparents, Father God, and touching our mothers and our fathers, Father God. Thank you for touching our guardians, Father God, and we thank you for touching, Father God, even in step-parents, Father God, and we thank you for touching, Father God, even individuals that stand in the space or stand in the gap, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for lifting up those that are heavy, Father God, and laden and burdened, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for doing a new thing, Father God, even inside of the hearts and minds, Father God, of your people. We thank you for divine healing, Father God, over our physical bodies, Father God. We decree and affirm, Father God, increase, Father God, over our lives, Father God, and over our families' lives, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for the children, Father God, and we thank you, Father God, for touching them, Father God, and adding to us daily, Father God. We thank you, Father God. Lastly, I want to thank you, Father God, for touching the fathers and bringing and raising up fathers, Father God, raising up men, Father God, that are going to go out and preach your word and preach the gospel, Father God. We thank you, Father God, for raising up young men and women in my generation, Father God, that are going to preach the good news, Father God, such that everyone can know, Father God, that they can have life and have it more abundantly, Father God, if they only choose you. We thank you, Father God, for doing it, Father God. Thank you for your grace, your mercy, your everlasting love, and your kindness, Father God. In the mighty and merciful name of your Son, Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen and amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for your power that's present to heal on this line even now. We thank you, Lord God, for divine victory and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, as we empty out of every painful memory, every emotional scar that would cause paralysis, that would cause fear, that would cause intimidation, Lord God. We remove and release every traumatic memory, every painful memory of our past, every memory from our childhood that would cause paralysis, Lord God. We take dominion over it even now, Lord God. We call forth healing, deep-seated healing even now. Lord God, even healing from every traumatic event caused by abuse, Lord God. We take dominion over it right now in the mighty name of Jesus because you are Jehovah Rapha, our healer. We thank you, Lord God, that your power is present to heal even now. And it will shut in the name of Jesus. We wipe it away, God. And we thank you for victory. We thank you for victory and breakthrough even now. We thank you, Lord God, for every generational curse of mental illness, Lord God, and depression, which is caused by deep-seated hurts and pains and memories, Lord God. We thank you and decree healing even now in the mighty name of Jesus. And we call forth a spirit of boldness upon your people even now. Stir up every gift that's laying dormant even now. Awaken the giants within our spirits, Lord God, and cause us to go forth as mighty men and women of God, decreeing and declaring your word. We thank you, Lord God, for victory and breakthrough. We thank you, Lord God, as we ball up our Holy Ghost fist and destroy every glass ceiling that will prevent our advancement, that will prevent our breakthrough, that will prevent our our development that would prevent, Lord God, our expansion. We decree expansion, Lord God. Enlarge our territories in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord God, as you cause us to be promoted even in the places of our employment. God, whether they want to or not, we decree advancement. We decree, Lord God, those new positions. We decree double for our trouble, God. We get Shabarambo of Shandelebiasa. Thank you, God. Thank you, Lord God. For our shame, we shall have double. For our trouble, we thank you, Lord, that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. We thank you that every tongue that is risen against us is already condemned. We thank you, Lord God, that we have dominion over all the power of the enemy. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of every stronghold of the enemy. And we pull them down tonight. We pull them down, Lord Aboshanda. We pull them down, God. We thank you, God, for the power to pull down the stronghold. We thank you, God, for the power to pull down and destroy every work of the enemy. We thank you for the power, God, because we are not using weapons of flesh, but you said your word is sharper than any two-edged sword. Lord God, and we cut asunder every work of darkness. We cut asunder every work of the witch and the warlock. We cut asunder every lying tongue. We cut asunder, Lord God, every hindrance, Lord God, and we thank you, Jesus, for your power. We thank you, Lord God, for blessing our leaders, for blessing our pastors, for blessing our archbishop, for blessing our prophets, for blessing, Lord God, our teachers and those that you raised up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, as you shield us and cover us with your mighty blood. And we bless our families, Lord God. We bless those that are grieving because you said you would give us a spirit of praise, a garment of praise, a garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness. And we cover those that are grieving with a garment of praise. And we call forth comfort and strength unto them in Jesus' name. And we say there is no lack in the house. There is no lack. Nothing shall be lacked and nothing shall be broken. And we bless you in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
And Father God, we thank you for this mighty day. We thank you for the things you're doing in our lives, God. Father God, we thank you for the healing and the breakthrough and the increase you're providing in each and every one's life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
And Father, we just bless your holy name. But Father, this is the day that you have made. And Father, we choose to rejoice and give you thanks and praise. Father, we thank you right now, Lord, that you are working miracles on our behalf. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are directing and you are ordering our footsteps, Father. Father, we thank you, Lord, that you are bringing about new strength and wisdom even upon your people. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that our delight is in you, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that you're shifting and turning situations around for us, Father. But not just only for us, but Father, for our leaders, Father, for our families, Father, for our friends, Father. And Father, we thank you, Lord, that favor has already been poured out towards us, and we choose to give you thanks in advance. And Father, I pray in your master's name that you would just touch those that need to be touched, Father. Father, touch them from the crown of their head even unto the soles of their feet, Father. Father, I pray for every household, every individual that's on this call tonight, Father. And Father, I ask in your most precious name, Father, move on their behalf, Father. Have your perfect will in and through their life, Father. Father, cause them to move forward in that which you have called them to walk into, Father. And Father, cause them never to walk in lack, but let them testify of a surety that the Lord is my shepherd, and I have no need nor want for anything, because Father, you are the God that is filling our cup unto overflow. And Father, I thank you, Lord, for the spirit of safety and protection. I thank you, Holy Spirit, that the angel of the Lord has already went before us. And Father, I thank you, Father, that you are working miracles and you are working wonders on our behalf. And Father, we give your name the praise and the thanks, Father, for all that you're doing, Father. Father, and we are causing the enemy to be put back in remembrance that he is under our feet. He has no purpose, no place in our our life, Father. And Father, we thank you right now, Father, because we come against everything that's not like you, Father. Let God arise and let our enemies be scattered. And Father, even as we stand in this space of perfection, protection, and strength, we give your name the honor and the praise now and forevermore. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. All right, Prophetess Bethany, I'm going to turn it over to you. Again, family, thank you. We just loving you and appreciating your stance for standing with us on this midnight call to prayer. Amen. Thank you, Prophetess Bethany. Prophetess Naomi?
Oh, I'm sorry. I'm speaking on mute. Prophetess Bethany's here. Amen. Thank you, Pastor. Amen. And so God bless you one and all. We'll be back here tonight at 11:50. So if you're going to be in the lineup, be on the line so that we can keep the call in integrity. Amen. Are there any announcements before we depart?
Yes, Prophetess. Thank you so much. I want to invite each and every one of you to come and join us tomorrow for Man Cave Monday at 12 noon to 1 o'clock. It'll be with myself, Prophet Gregory Jackson, as well as Prophet Prentice, and we'll be having some of the guests with us as well. The topic will be about financial literacy. Is it a gospel? So come and join the conversation. God bless you all. Thank you.
Amen. And Prophetess Bethany, don't forget to let them know about the 9 a.m. conference call that the Master Prophet will be having.
Amen, amen. You heard it. The 9 a.m. conference call, 9 a.m. in just a few hours, the Master Prophet will be live here on this same very same line here for the 9 a.m. conference call. I want to also remind each and every one of you, check your emails. The Master Prophet is meeting you and writing you in your email. So check your emails. Make sure that you are keeping up with what the Master Prophet is talking about. Amen. I want to say God bless you one and all, and love you all to life, and we will see everyone. We'll chat with everyone and meet with everyone, join with everyone in a few hours for the 9 a.m. call and the 12 noon call, the Pop Life Radio, as well as being here later on tonight for our Midnight Cry. Thank you all for your commitment. God bless you, and good morning.
God bless.